What now? I don't understand. No, I heard what you said. I get it. I'm sorry. I just don't understand. Could you say that another way so that I can maybe get a better idea of what you're talking about?
It's no mystery that directors, teachers, casting directors, you know, they can say the wrong thing to an actor sometimes. Whether it's for auditions, whether it's during working on stage or a television set or on the film, or even voice acting. Something might be said that you don't understand or can't even relate to. Now, what do you do about those weird, uncomfortable, confusing moments? Is there actually a way that you can salvage a potentially negative situation into one that gets the job done? Let's find out on today's episode of Casting Actors Cast, the podcast for actors from a casting director.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors, the Cast. Casting Actors Cast. Somebody asked me, what does that mean, Casting Actors Cast? And I kind of think it makes sense, but I have to explain it. Casting Actors Cast. Get it? It's the podcast for actors from a casting director. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. That's what I said. So there. Welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm so glad you're here. We're going to be talking about when directors say the wrong thing. Maybe you've had that experience already, or maybe it's a good time for you to understand that communications between a director and an actor are not always like the very, very best thing ever, that there are potential things that can go wrong in that relationship. So we're going to kind of dissect that, tear that apart just a little bit. But first, this is that moment of the podcast where I get to say thank you so much for tuning in to Casting Actors Cast. We are well over 40,000 downloads of this podcast. People from all over the world seem to be tuning in, and it just makes me so happy. I just get so excited, and I want to thank you for joining us. If you haven't done so already, I invite you to go to Casting Actors Cast, all one word, .com. And there you're going to find all kinds of additional information about the podcast and me and classes and all kinds of stuff going on there. But most importantly is a place that you can fill out a form that says dive into the talent pool. And that's a way that you can fill out a form. You just give me your name and your email address. By the way, I don't do anything with that. I don't spam you with unnecessary stuff. Maybe every once in a while I might send something to you so that, you know, something that I think might be of interest to you, but I don't abuse that. I swear to you, I promise I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that guy. So going to Casting Actors Cast and filling that out, you're also invited after you fill out that form, it'll open up another box for you to download a free book that I'm giving away called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. It's a book about voice acting. If that's something that you're interested in, then by golly, this book is for you. So you can check that out. Also, you're going to find what I call Jeff's Jots, which are the show notes for each corresponding episode. It literally is the material that I've researched and what I use to do these podcasts. But you can have it in a, you know, PDF form so that you can keep it with you. It's kind of like a study guide, I guess, is the best way that I could think of it. Not that you need to be back in school, but you might really find some of these points to be useful and handy to have around. Now, having said all that, I'm also inviting you to send a self-submit audition video to me for evaluation on a future podcast. And you can do that by sending me the link. Please don't send me the file, but you can send me the link that I will evaluate on the air by sending it to this email address, castingactorscast, all one word, at gmail.com. Sending me the link, I will take a look, By the way, I look at it officially on the air. I do take a glance at it just to make sure technically it's all good to go. But what I love doing is I just play it in real time and evaluate it just as if I would be evaluating your self-tape or your audition. So you might find that really, really useful. I've gotten some amazing comments from people who have really enjoyed those episodes. I've done two, I think, so far, and I'm really planning on doing more of those, provided there's interest on your part. You just have to give me permission to be able to use this on the air. I promise I will be constructive and helpful, and it's giving you some free advice and feedback on your audition. So, you know, why not take advantage of that? Would you? Okay, good. Also, finally, just a request that if you are listening on iTunes, for example, it would really mean a lot to me is after you listen to the episode, if you've gotten something out of it, could you please consider leaving me a review, a thumbs up, some kind of recognition for these podios, these podcast videos? If you're watching this on YouTube, oh, by the way, you know what, guys, if you haven't checked out the YouTube channel, I'm getting a lot of nice response from that as well. You actually get to see me doing the podcast on video. Some have told me that they find it really helpful because they can see my face. They can see my gestures. There's a little more information, I think, that you can get just by watching me deliver this information rather than just listening to me. But I get it. Listen, if you're doing your exercise or you're vacuuming right now or you're cleaning your house or you're taking a break from script study, whatever it is, I get it. But however you consume this, just know that you have my absolute profound gratitude for sticking in there with me as we continue on this journey together. It's been a lot of fun, and I hope it continues forever and ever. So thank you for that. Now, a couple of shameless promotional announcements. Here's my message and with my good friends at Actors Connection. So we're going to play that little clip right now. And now a shout out and thanks to my good friends at Actors Connection. Since 1991, Actors Connection has been the place for talent to connect with industry pros with classes, intensives, seminars, and showcases. And now their programs are all virtual. We're talking working with casting directors, agents, and industry insiders to give you useful, practical, and professional training. So check them out at actorsconnection.com/NYC. And I do love those guys at Actors Connection. Additionally, I want to talk to you about this organization called We Audition, weaudition.com. And I have their flyer here, which is very, very cool. It's a video chat community to audition, as well as put together your self-tape, as well as rehearse, as well as getting industry advice. It's a really cool deal. It's extremely reasonable. There's a membership fee involved. When you go on the website, if you type in a casting actor, CAC, Casting Actors Cast, CAC 25, you are going to receive 25% off the suggested retail price of this. It's a monthly fee, but it's really great. It's helping other actors. It's a great platform for auditioning. There's all kinds of new stuff going on there. It's called weaudition.com. That promo code again is CAC25. So I invite you to check that out if you would. And thanks for that. Now, you know what? Looking back into my acting days, I can relate multiple times when I really didn't understand what a director was looking for when they gave me notes. Now, I'll never forget, I was in a studio. This was a booking. I was doing a voiceover. And it was really clear to me that the director, and I don't know if I'm being disrespectful here, but maybe I am. I don't, you know, whatever. But the director was really kind of, in my opinion, was trying to impress the suits. You know, the suits, like the executives of the advertising agency, like the big mucky mucks, because they're always the suits. They always wear the nice, very, very expensive suits and ties and whatever. Of course, this was way before COVID. This was years ago. But nevertheless, and the director wanted to give me a note, and I don't think he had a lot to say. I don't really know if he really intended to give me a note, but he had to sort of justify his salary by giving me something because I had done a handful of takes. And this is literally what he said. He said, Jeffrey, could you give me, you know, a little more humor on the up notes? I'm thinking to myself, humor on the up notes? I had no idea. Now, I kind of was sensitive to the situation. I didn't want to embarrass this guy and say, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I didn't want to do that, so I didn't do that. So I was kind of trying to be the good guy that I think I am. But I thought to myself, okay, I'm just going to have to let this note go. I'm just not going to really give it a lot of credence at this moment. So then again, tape is rolling. I now did the spot again, exactly the same way as I did before. I didn't change a thing in my interpretation. Stop tape. Director comes on over the microphone and says, see, see, that note really worked. And I was like, you know what? You are the man. That was great. I'm thinking to myself, I have no idea what just happened. What was that just now? And that just was an example to me of the additional kind of dynamic that takes place with directors. Because you have to understand that the director, on one hand, is really the overseer of the project, and the director has to be fully trusted. The reason is they have the overall vision of the work. And if the director has a good reputation or is really engaging and really trying hard to fulfill the vision and tell the story, then, you have every obligation to trust that the director is there to support that. Now, on the other hand, you might not key into the same vocabulary as the director. Sometimes, this was my experience in college as well as professionally in regional theaters, for example. Sometimes directors would have just a different way in which they would communicate. And that would oftentimes just leave me confused and frustrated. I don't want there to be any regret from your experience when working with a director. So that's why I put together, here are 7 takeaways for working with a director. So get your pencil and paper ready, or if you're on a walk or a jog or exercise routine, you can always revisit the patio, the podcast video. But number one, the first thing that has to happen in an early encounter with a new director is make sure you understand the ground rules and what the ground rules are for mutual understanding of the working process. In other words, you can really approach early on in that relationship to asking something along the lines of, what's the best way for me if I have questions? How do you like to work? What's the way in which you work that is the most productive? So if you nip that question in the bud right away and then really pay attention to the answer, you're going to get a lot of information and insight into how that director works. So make sure that you find out how the director works before you decide that this is probably going to be a challenge. You taking the first step is a confident building way, and I promise you the director will really appreciate you asking the question. All right, point number 2. Key into the way the director speaks to others. What I mean by others, other actors. Maybe the way the director's talking with the producer. Maybe just catch the director talking to an assistant or just casual conversations, whether it's in a rehearsal, in the rehearsal hall, whether it's on the set, whatever it is. Just kind of step back and observe. You're going to learn a lot about that director's personality, and that in the long run might even help you understand when the director is working with you specifically because you have a little bit about that background information. Okay, let's just take a moment and say that I just made you a lot of money right now. I'm just pointing that out there because that's a really good suggestion, I think. Okay, number 3. Once a note is given and the director says something to you about what they're looking for or wants you to make some kind of an adjustment that's giving you a note, once that note is given, really practice this. Process. Take a moment and process what is said. And then process it in a way to see if that works for you. I think too many times the actor becomes defensive almost immediately about a note that they're given, and that precludes them from fully understanding the nature of the note and the reason the note is given. Now, you might not be given a reason, but it's important if you take the note, take a moment, let it sit for a moment, let it process itself, see if it makes sense to you, and then you can move on from that. But if you don't take that moment, if you're too nervous in your head, if your voices in your head are saying, okay, this guy doesn't like you anymore, or this guy doesn't know what he's talking about, or I have no clue what he's saying to me, you're already shutting down. And what I'm asking you to do is just be open, let it process, let it sit for just a moment. And then, number four, make an effort to try the direction. Making an effort to try what is asked of you always wins over starting out being disagreeable about the note. Simply deciding that I'm going to give it a try and trying to make it work to the best of your ability, and then let the director make the decision about whether that note works or not. But you have an obligation to at least try to fulfill the vision as the director sees it in the form of their note. And I promise you, when you make an effort, it always wins over starting out to kind of be disagreeable or defensive when a note is given. It's something that you have to practice. It's not something that comes naturally necessarily to all of us. So wherever you are in this discussion, are you one that immediately feels defensive when given a note? Or are you open and at least willing to give it a try? Number five, please remember this. You are not clay needing to be molded. You know, that phrase, I don't know where that came from. I guess that came out of the studio system of the 40s and 50s. We're going to mold these actors to be right for the project. Or you're going to be molded into some sort of... You know what? You are not a piece of clay. You are a creative performer. You're an actor. And remember that anytime you work with a director... It is a collaboration of creatives. Can we all say that? Can we all say that together? Right out loud. I don't care where you are. Say a collaboration of creatives. Too many times I think actors feel less than, or they feel that they need to be in this headspace of being molded or shaped or whatever that means. I don't even know what that means. I know that I'm not a piece of clay. I know that I am a little malleable, that I can have different points of view in terms of the choices that I'm making within the character, and that you are helping, guiding, and shaping some of those choices. That's the relationship. So remember that it is a collaboration of creatives. Now, number six, if you really don't understand, if it really, the director says something to you and it just really doesn't make sense, rather than saying, I don't understand, which is an easy, efficient way to say you don't understand, right? But if you really don't understand, why don't we think about putting it in a different way, putting it another way? If you say, for example, I don't understand, it has the potential of feeling like you're pushing back. Rather than saying, would you mind putting that another way? Is there another way you could say that to me so I can really get it? Now, that's another kind of approach that isn't a pushback, but then really instills that collaboration that we were talking about in number five. So be careful not to necessarily feel you have to push back, but you need to really get the question answered. And the best way to do that is the least non-threatening way possible. All right, moving on to the last, number seven. Unless the motive is really unclear, it's important that there is a desire for a mutually creative process and outcome. There are, unless the director is, you know, really off their rocker, you know, unless they're really off their nut, almost every director has an interest in making this a creative, positive experience. So that eventually, whether it's an audience in a movie theater or on television or on stage, the director has a sincere interest to making the project interesting, creative, captivating, you know, fill in the blank, whatever that is, that becomes the most important thing. So what does that mean? When you find yourself in a situation with a character that you have trouble translating their words into actions, it is your right and obligation to dig deeper until there is comprehension with what is being asked. Maintaining professionalism and a positive mental attitude will almost always work to your benefit. If you like this episode, please give me a like, a review, a thumbs up on either iTunes or YouTube, whatever. It would really mean a lot to me. I need your help in getting the word out, and I would appreciate anything that you could do along those lines. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Casting Actors Cast. Thanks.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.